Hey everyone, welcome back to Scrubs and Giggles. I'm Javier, and today we're diving into a topic that's probably given every med student a mini heart attack, OSCEs. I swear, this actually happened to me once. I blanked out so hard, I thought I was auditioning for a role in a medical drama instead of taking an exam.
Right on, Javier. It's wild how much pressure these exams can put on us. Did you know that studies show up to 75% of medical students experience anxiety during exams? That's a staggering number.
No kidding. It's like we're all in this giant pressure cooker. But hey, that's why we're here today, to share our stories and help each other navigate through this chaos. Plus, I think we could all use a good laugh about it.
Exactly. So whether you're prepping for your first OSCE or you're a seasoned pro, stick around. We've got some hilarious stories, practical tips, and maybe a few surprises along the way. Let's get this party started. All right, let me kick things off with my OCE horror story. So there I was, standing in front of the patient actor, ready to demonstrate my physical exam skills. I'd practiced this a million times, but the moment I stepped in, my mind went completely blank. I swear I could hear crickets chirping in my brain.
Oh man, that sounds rough. What happened next? Did you just stand there staring at them?
Pretty much. I started mumbling something about heart sounds and then, poof, I forgot everything. I ended up asking the actor if they had any questions as if I was the one being interviewed.
Did they ask you about your favorite color instead? Because that's what I would have done.
Right? I mean, I was sweating bullets. I finally just said, "Let's check your pulse," and faked it until I made it. Lesson learned, practice under pressure.
Fair point, Javier. It's amazing how the pressure can just zap your brain. I had a similar moment during my first OSCE. I was supposed to take a history, and I completely forgot the patient's presenting complaint. I just stood there, looking like a deer in headlights.
Oh no, what did you do?
I awkwardly asked, "So, how are you feeling today?" Which, spoiler alert, is not a great opener for a clinical exam. The actor just looked at me, and I could see the pity in their eyes. I recovered, but it was a rough start.
That's it, I'm dropping out.
No way. We're in this together. I had my own blank moment too. I was supposed to demonstrate how to do a neurological exam. I walked in and my mind went completely blank. I forgot the cranial nerves. I ended up saying, let's just check your reflexes, okay?
And did they just stare at you like, what's a cranial nerve?
Exactly. It felt like I was asking them to recite Shakespeare. But hey, I learned that it's okay to stumble. We all have those moments and they make the best stories later on.
So let's dive into some common pitfalls we all face during OSCEs. First up, time management. I can't tell you how many times I've seen students rush through stations only to realize they've skipped vital steps. It's like watching a car crash in slow motion.
Spot on, Javier. It's so easy to get caught up in the moment and lose track of time. I remember one OSCE where I was so focused on taking a perfect history that I forgot to actually do the physical exam.
Oh no, that's like going to a restaurant and forgetting to order. What did you do?
I panicked. I ended up saying, "And now, let's check your heart rate." While I was still scribbling notes, the actor just stared at me, probably thinking, "What's happening here?"
Right? It's crucial to keep an eye on the clock. Another pitfall is forgetting to introduce yourself. I mean, it sounds simple, but you'd be surprised how many students skip it. It's like walking into a party and not saying hi.
That's so true. I once walked in, did my thing, and only realized afterward that I hadn't even said my name. The actor looked at me like, "Who are you again?"
Exactly. It's all about building rapport. Plus, it sets a professional tone. Another common mistake is not asking for clarification when you don't understand something. I've seen students just nod along instead of saying, "Could you repeat that?"
No kidding. It's like pretending to know the answer in class when you're totally lost. Just ask. It's better than fumbling around. And let's not forget about the importance of following the checklist. I once forgot to check for allergies and ended up in a real pickle.
Oh, wow. That's a big one. It's like baking a cake without checking if you have eggs. You might end up with a disaster.
Fair point. So to wrap this up, remember to manage your time, introduce yourself, ask for clarification, and stick to your checklist. Those little things can make a huge difference.
So let's talk strategies for success in OCs. First off, practice, practice, practice. I can't stress this enough. I mean, it's like trying to bake a souffle without ever having cracked an egg. You got to get your hands dirty, right?
Right on, Javier. Role-playing with friends can be a game changer. It's not just about knowing the steps. It's about feeling comfortable under pressure. Plus, you get to laugh at each other's mistakes, which is always a bonus.
This might sound dumb, but I love using flashcards for the key steps. I color code them. It's like a rainbow of knowledge. But seriously, it helps me visualize the process, especially when I get nervous.
That's genius, Lily. Visual aids can really help. Another tip is to time yourself during practice sessions. It's crucial to get a feel for how long you have in each station. You don't want to be that person who runs out of time and leaves the exam room looking like a deer in headlights.
Fair point. And don't forget about relaxation techniques. Deep breathing or even a quick stretch can do wonders before you walk into that room. It's like a reset button for your brain.
Oh, and don't underestimate the power of a good night's sleep before the exam. I've tried cramming the night before, and let me tell you, it's not worth it.
No kidding. Sleep is your best friend. And hey, when you're in the exam, if you feel overwhelmed, take a moment. It's okay to pause and collect your thoughts. Just don't stand there staring like you're in a horror movie.
Exactly. Remember, it's about showing your thought process. If you need to think, say it out loud. It shows the examiner you're engaged, even if you're not sure at that moment.
And lastly, have fun with it. I mean, we're all in this together, right? If you can find a way to enjoy the process, it'll make the experience so much better. All right, folks, it's time to dive into some listener stories. We've got a couple of submissions that are both hilarious and relatable. First up, we have a story from Alex who writes about their first OSCE experience. They said, "I walked into the room and the first thing I did was trip over my own feet. I swear, I thought I was going to faint right there."
Oh man, that's classic. I can just picture it, like a scene from a comedy movie. But hey, at least they made an entrance. What happened next?
Well, Alex said they managed to recover and started the exam, but their mind went blank when asked about the patient's history. They ended up asking the actor, "So what brings you here today?" Which is a little awkward since that's usually the patient's line.
"That's it. I'm dropping out." But honestly, that's a great reminder that even if you stumble, you can still recover. It's all part of the learning process.
Spot on, Grace. It's all about how you handle those moments. What's the next story, Lily?
Next, we have a submission from Sam. They shared, "I was so nervous during my OSCE that I forgot the most basic part of the exam, washing my hands. I walked in and it hit me like a ton of bricks. I just stood there staring at the sink thinking, what do I do now?"
Oh no, that's a huge one. But hey, at least they remembered it before touching the patient.
Right? It's like a med school rite of passage. Sam learned the hard way that hand hygiene is key. What's the lesson here?
If you forget, just own it and maybe practice washing your hands a few times before the big day.
Fair point. Thanks for sharing those stories, everyone. They really highlight how we're all in this together, facing the same challenges. Keep them coming.
All right, everyone. We're thrilled to welcome our guest expert today, Dr. Emily Chen, a clinical educator with years of experience prepping students for OSCEs. Dr. Chen, thanks for joining us. What's your top piece of advice for students getting ready for these high-pressure exams?
Thanks for having me, Javier. My top advice? Start early and practice consistently. It's not just about cramming right before the exam, it's about building your skills over time. Regular practice helps reinforce what you've learned and builds your confidence. Plus, it makes those last-minute jitters a lot easier to handle.
That's spot on. I think a lot of students underestimate the power of consistent practice. What about managing anxiety during the exam itself? Any tips for that?
Definitely. One technique I recommend is visualization. Before your exam, take a few moments to visualize yourself in the OSCE setting, confidently performing the tasks. This mental rehearsal can significantly reduce anxiety and help you feel more prepared. Also, remember to breathe. Deep, slow breaths can help calm your nerves right before you enter the room.
That's such a great idea. I wish I'd thought of that before my OSCEs. I was too busy panicking. What about common mistakes you see students make?
One common mistake is not reading the instructions carefully. Students often rush in without fully understanding what's expected of them. Take a moment to read everything before you start. It can save you from unnecessary confusion and mistakes. Also, don't forget to communicate with the patient actor. They're there to help you demonstrate your skills.
Fair point. Communication is key. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Just remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of the learning process. If something goes wrong during the exam, don't dwell on it. Focus on what you can control and keep moving forward. You've got this.
Thanks so much, Dr. Chen. Your insights are invaluable, and I think we all feel a little more prepared now.
All right, it's time for our rapid-fire questions. We've got some listener-submitted queries, and we'll answer them as quickly as we can. Ready?
Let's do it. I'm pumped.
This is going to be fun.
First question, what's the best way to prepare for an OSCE?
Practice with friends. Role-playing scenarios makes a huge difference. Plus, you get to laugh at each other's mistakes.
And don't forget to review the checklist.
Next up, how do you handle nerves before an exam?
Deep breathing, I swear by it. Just a few deep breaths can really calm you down.
And visualization, picture yourself nailing it.
Great tips. Here's another. What's the biggest mistake you can make during an OSCE?
Forgetting to introduce yourself. It sets the tone for the whole interaction.
And not reading the instructions carefully.
Right on. Next question. How long should you practice for each station?
I'd say at least a few hours spread over a couple of weeks. Consistency is key.
And don't cram the night before.
All right, last one. What's your go-to strategy for a blank moment during the exam?
Take a breath and say, let me think about that for a moment. It shows you're engaged.
And if all else fails, ask the actor a question to buy time.
Spot on. That was fun. Thanks for the questions, everyone. Keep them coming. All right, folks, we've reached the end of our episode, and what a ride it's been. We've shared some laughs, some nerves, and a ton of great advice about navigating OCEs. So what are your key takeaways?
For me, it's all about preparation and practice. Those role-playing sessions with friends really do make a difference. Plus, learning to breathe and stay calm is crucial. I think I'll actually remember to breathe next time.
And I loved the idea of visualization. I'm definitely going to picture myself acing the exam instead of tripping over my own feet.
Right? Confidence is key. And let's not forget the importance of asking questions if you're unsure. It shows engagement and can buy you some time.
Fair point. Remember, everyone has those blank moments. It's normal and it's part of the learning process. Just keep pushing forward.
So true. And thank you to all our listeners who shared their stories and questions. We love hearing from you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. And keep those stories coming. We want to hear about your OCE adventures.
Next week, we've got another exciting topic lined up, so stay tuned.
And remember, med school might be tough, but laughter is the best medicine.
That's right. Until next time, keep smiling and keep laughing.